It's Friday. It's Mark Pyers. And it's Real Talk.
I was walking down the road today, looking for another way
to ease my mind
and help my living.
It's Real Talk. It's the Daily Variety Show. Mark Pyers, Real Talk. I'm here to help you make smarter moves, to amplify your current state. And I'm here with you on Friday night, day 389 in a row. 389 days in a row, live with you. How crazy is that? It's crazy for me. Hopefully you guys are like, that's cool, dude, keep it up. Because I'm going to. Tonight, I'm sitting on this most amazing... Jerry, how are you, my friend? Thank you for tuning in. Please head over to YouTube and subscribe and ding the bell. It's where the show looks and sounds best. I have to film the screen over on Insta, which is not the best. So I am sitting on my newest creation, the Sunburst Beat Seat. Check this beautiful thing out. Now, if you could see this right here behind me, this beautiful guitar over here, it's finished very similarly. This is a tobacco finish on my Gibson Jazz guitar. And this is the same exact finish they use here. Check this out. Back in the right spot here. So this is what we got now. Sunburst Beat Seat. Just want you guys to hear it here. Check this out. Beat Seat, guys, there is nothing like this thing on the planet. So excited that we have a Sunburst Beat Seat now. So what we're going to do is get it ready. Look, full setup. All right, let's play something for you. What do you think? All right, what do you guys want to hear? What are you feeling? Because I'm probably just going to make something up for you. We'll start with our acoustic, okay? And we're going to rock out some crazy live looping stuff tonight. I'm feeling it already. I'm feeling like... I could feel like 10 seconds out. That's how I can tell if it's going to be a decent day or not. When I can hear, like, forward into the song. It all starts with the lead. So let's play you something here to get started, get my voice warm a little. The other day, I played you guys What a Day, and it was like, it was powerful. It was a powerful song the other day. I almost want to play it again, but it was so good, I don't want to mess it up. You know what I mean? It's like sometimes you do a really good version and you just want to let it sit there for a little bit. So if you guys haven't seen that one, I popped it out on Facebook and Instagram and on YouTube. I'm going to keep pulling out like random old tunes that you guys have never heard, okay? Because I think that's cool. I played you guys the first song I ever wrote. And the second song I ever wrote. These were all last week. So let's keep the progression going along. I'm going to play you guys songs you probably haven't heard or maybe not in a while. This is a song called I Need to Be Alone. Thank you.
traveling eastward with the wind at my back, and I'm leaving this. And there's no turning back all alone. It's okay with me. Stand with the crowd, few follow. Memories fall like these droplets from my eyes. I need to be alone. Na 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 na. I need to be alone. Na 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 na. Something so pure, and I'm needing it. And I'm bleeding inside, but I know there's always a brand new day, and it's not that far away, and there's nothing left to say.
La 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 la
not alone. Not alone. I need to be alone. No, not alone. I need to be alone. Not alone. Not alone. Not alone. I need to be alone.
Guys, that is
a song I wrote. Hey, Joy! That's a song I wrote many years ago. And I got Isma on over here.
Isma, twice today I saw Isma, which was kind of cool. I was on for my other show earlier today, and Isma was on. Which is totally awesome, by the way, the other show. If you guys are missing out. You guys are missing out. So listen, that was very mellow. Let's get upbeat. Let's play something that you guys can get down to. I played something for a bunch of students yesterday. We did another demonstration in front of one of the schools here in the area. The whole idea here is to just take over the area. Every single school in Connecticut needs beat seats. Right now, Fairfield District has ordered beat seats for every single school in Fairfield, which is awesome. Now we need Trumbull to do that. Wilton, Westport, New Canaan, Greenwich, and just start making our way up the line. Then we go the other way towards New York City, then out to Rhode Island. And then that's right, we start going from East Coast to West Coast. It doesn't make sense to start here and have somebody out there starting there, and then we kind of converge and meet in the middle. Now look, we're here on the East Coast. It's where we are. It's where the business is. That's where we're going to push hard. We're going to create critical mass here, and then let the word spread out west. The phone calls will come in. Hey, we heard about this school in Pennsylvania that's using this thing called the beat seat, and we got to have them. Yes, you do. Every single school in the country needs the beat seat, and it's going to be our mission to make that happen. Sexy Fit Chick is on with me. I'm loving it. Everybody over on Insta, I love you guys, and I would love it if you please head over to YouTube, whether it's now or after you watch the show. Just go over there and type in Mark Pyers Real Talk. Subscribe and ding that bell. Let's do it. Let's play you guys something here. So I played this song for the students the other day. I'm about to rock it out for you guys. And if you could tell, I'm sitting here, and if I don't think Cross is on right now, but Cross usually says giant mode when I do this. Hold on. He's like, giant mode, because you got the beat seat right there, guys. And look at the one behind me over here. This is the junior. This baby right here, I want to show you. This is multicolored. This is a teaching tool, guys. Let me bring you back to the other screen real quick. This is a teaching tool, guys. Check this out. Actually, maybe I'll bring you over to this camera. Yeah. So this right here, multicolored beat seat. You got orange on one side, light blue on the other, green, yellow, red, and then the back is, what is the back? No, it's the bottom. The back is blue as well, but a dark, dark blue. So basically, the concept here is this. Special needs individuals, even children who are looking to learn, to read, to learn how to listen to their teacher and take direction. Imagine everybody sitting on the same colors. Everybody's got the same beat seat, and the instructor says, okay, this is, or yellow over here, say, okay, everybody start playing your yellow panel, your yellow drum. And now we're gonna hit the red one. Now, Tommy, why don't you play the yellow one while everybody else plays the red one? And then, you know what, Johnny, why don't you hit your left side while we're doing. And Jessica, why don't you hit your right side?
So you have the ability to teach with the beat seat, but outside of that, you can just rock out on it like I've been doing. I cannot get over the tones, and I realize this. I'm speaking to the professor. He's a doctor of music yesterday, and he's really loving the beat seat. And I said, you know, here's what I've understood about this since I invented it. It's an energy builder, and this is why. I'm an audiophile. When I hear something pleasing to my ears, it builds an energy within me, okay? When I hear something like this, listen to that. Just listen to that snare. Shut that off so you don't hear it. That's sick. That sounds like a snare drum. That's just one part. That's just right here. You know, if you play this, just this right here with a different part of your hand, you get these different feelings. But then you get the middle over here. Listen to this tone. That's solid. That's a beefy, bassy tone right there, right? You could do what everybody does with a cajon, just with this one panel right here. But that's not fun. It's what everybody else has been doing forever, but they're bending over to play it. My buddy Mark is on. That's right. Mark said, sounds like a beat seat. He knows what's going on. So what I think I should do for you guys with this new Sunburst beat seat is just do a little jam for you real quick. You want me to just rock out on this piece? Let's throw a little instrumental that I did here. And let's rock out a little. Seriously, get a dude on here with two kicks. Boom, 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 boom. And he's hitting his hands on the side. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. We just need a dude like that. Yeah, Mark is saying that the sound complements each musician in their own way. Because this has so much versatility, you could be a player who's sitting here just playing. Let's play you a song. That's it. I'm not a percussionist. I'm a guitarist. Let's play you something. Mm-hmm. smoking pictures, my man. All right, so Little Mark wants to hear Broken Pictures, which I don't think I played ever.
I don't think I've ever played that for anybody but Little Mark. How's it go, though? That's the question, buddy. Broken pictures of me, broken pictures. Yeah, I'm blind and I can't see. How's it go, though, brother? I'm gonna find it. I'll find an old version of it, brother, but that's the song. Little Mark's probably all pumped right now to hear me even just do that. Broken picture. It's broken pictures. Broken pictures of me. Broken pictures. Broken pictures. Broken pictures of me. Broken pictures. I'm blind and I can't see. That's not it, but there's a song I started writing years ago that goes.
Never gotten anything yet, and I'm going to try this now. And if I fail, oh, that's okay. 'Cause every time I fail, I learn. Pull me away to the other place. Take my heart, and you'd know that I will be not bumping. If I ever run away, I hope you stay, 'cause I can't handle it.
That into a song, though. I've been talking about doing that one for 25 years and I still haven't. 20 years. I came up with that music like 20 years ago. I just never wrote lyrics for it. Really cool chords, though. Right? Isn't that a cool feeling to that song? So I was going to play you guys a little something earlier. Let's do it. Something a little dirty, a little Elvis. A little Elvis Presley for you. A little That's All Right Mama. You guys know That's All Right Mama? It goes a little something like this. You guys know that one? We're about to tear it up!
Lazarus, mama, Lazarus for you. Lazarus, mama, baby, any way you do, that's alright. That's alright. That's alright now, mama, any way you do. Mama, she done taught me, Baba done taught me too. Son, that girl you foolin' with, she ain't no good with you. That's alright, that's alright. That's alright now, mama, any way you do.
Thank you so much, Joy. Joy, you bring joy to me. Whenever you send your beautiful comments to me, thank you so much. It means a lot. Guys, day 389 in a row. We're 48 minutes in on the Sunburst Beat Seat. I love playing this thing. It sounds so awesome. It's one hand. You get the feet going. That's like where I love to be. Get my feet going. Mark, you still on? So if he's not on, he's going to be very upset that he missed this. This is a song called Whisper. Thank you.
I saw your face.
got 26 seconds left on Insta. I love you all. We're going a little, you're going to get just a little second of it.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. No, no. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more.
All right, guys, we got 4 seconds. I'll see you guys tomorrow on the next Real Talk, Saturday Night Live. Don't miss it. You're out. We missed everybody over there. Save it. Save it, and then we're going to go over to the Beat Seat page. Who's on with me right now? Say hello.
Let's go back to the Beat Seat page. Lots of funny stuff happening on the Real Talk front, guys. Actually, not on the Real Talk front, on the other show front.
But I can't tell you what it's about. Let's just listen to what this was. Let's hear it sounded. It's totally crazy, dude. I'm like out of my mind. I don't even know what the hell I'm thinking in the middle of these things. I'm like, oh, if I just keep going, maybe it will sound good.
No, it doesn't, dude. Just stop. All right, we're beat seating it. Let's get over to the beat seat page. Come on, dude. Where's your beat seat page? There it is. We're going live. Who's on over there? Let's get it on. There we go.
Beat seat page, what up? My name is Mark Pyers. This is Mark Pyers Real Talk. I've been live every day for the last 389 days. And we just did an hour over on my Real Talk page. And once we get to the hour on Instagram, it cuts out. So instead of starting over again on that page, Joy, you rock. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting the show. I really appreciate you. So 389 days in a row, and I'm live with you here on the Beat Seat page. Guys, this is the newest Beat Seat. This is the Sunburst Beat Seat. It's the first drum for guitar players. So shouldn't it look like a guitar? Sunburst to match my beautiful Sunburst Gibson guitar. So let me play you something here. Let me just quickly. All right, so that's all I wanted to do is just get a nice clean sound on this. Let me play you guys something here. I'm going to improvise something. Let's see what we got here. I'm going to try to play something up on the 7th fret. Let's make something happen on the 7th fret. Together here.
hope you find, I hope you find what I have found in me. 'Cause if this world divides away, is it getting more cynical? Difference.
To do what we have to do.
think there was some decent stuff in there. I don't know. Guys, when you're making up stuff in real time, I can't remember what happened because I'm trying to be creative. I'm trying to think 10 seconds ahead. I'm trying to think 4 seconds ahead. I'm trying to finish that phrase and think of the next set of words that rhyme with what I just said and something that's also powerful, something that makes you feel. I'm not trying to say, oh, it's a blue sky. Oh my. I wonder why. And then I'm wearing this blue tie. No, it's not about just rhyming words. It's about finding the right words that are real talk within the moment. And I think there were some tie-ins there that were just like, once I got going on that, there was some power in that song, guys. I really hope you watch that back, listen to it, and keep in mind that happened in real time in front of you, mostly because I'm sitting on this most amazing instrument here that provides energy for me. It's like having another musician in the room. It's just, I'm the other musician. It's me. Look, I'm just like... Right? So we just improvised another song on a Friday night. We've done that multiple, many, many times. I think we've done about 15 or 20 songs in the last year. Okay, let's see. You guys want to hear a little Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley? What do you think? I think that's on call for the night. Guys, so this is Jeff Buckley's famous tune, Done My Way. It's kind of like his way, just passion. Gotta put it out there, guys. If you're not willing to put yourself out there when you do things, just don't bother doing them. Seriously, nobody wants to see you halfway it. Like, do people want to see you do it all the way or not? I have no interest in seeing somebody who's just trying to just do the go through the motions. Through the motions, I'm not interested in. I want to see fire coming out of you. David played and it pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do you? When it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor chord, the major lift, and the baffled king composing Hallelujah. Saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to her kitchen chair, she broke her throne, she cut your hair and your legs, they blew the here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor, and I used to live alone before I knew you. It's not like a marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah.
now. What's really going on, love? Now you never show that to me, do you? Remember when I moved in on you and a holy dove was moving too, and from your breath you drew. Hallelujah. 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 Maybe there's a God above. All I've ever learned from love is how to shoot somebody who I truly are. And it's not like you cried, you and I. And it's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, my brother. That song has always had a special part, like a little place in my heart, you know? I always loved that song, listening to it. And you know what's funny? When I was younger, prior to being a musician, or maybe when I was prior to being a professional musician, but I remember everyone being blown away by that song just because he passed away. And when he performed it, there was a lot of heart behind it. And I really love playing it because I think I put a little bit more passion into it than typical. And maybe even more than should be there because he had a perfect amount. But I don't know any other way, guys. I don't know how to be any other way than I am. And if I'm going to emote, if I'm going to get into it and let the spirit of myself come out, and if it's beyond what's expected, maybe it was supposed to be a little bit more tame than that. I don't know. But I do things my own way, guys. And that's how it needs to be. Everything in life, I want to remind you of something. Everything has been done, okay? I think about the beat seat. You know, I invented this thing here to change music forever. Not really. I mean, that's not why I invented it. I invented it so I could play concerts by myself. I wanted to be able to play a show and not have to hire a drummer. That was why I invented this beautiful thing. I mean, to be able to play a full show all by myself and to be building energy, having another musician in the room propelling my performance, but yeah, it's me. I'm the other musician. It's crazy. It's crazy. If you're a solo musician and you're out playing coffee shops right now and you don't have a beat seat, you're mental. You're going to make more money. You're going to book shows that no one else is booking because you'll be different. Do you understand how important it is to be unique in this world? How important it is to stand outside of what everyone else is doing and show yourself as different?
I'm the one real estate agent in Fairfield County that has a talk show every single day. I don't give up. I don't slow down. I just drive like mad for a finish line that's not even there. And anybody who's not hiring me to represent them in real estate is mental, because no one is going to put that type of effort out there. No one's going to go over and above in order to provide value so you get the most out of your sale and the best deal on your buy. I'm in a business where a lot of people are just hedging their bets and they're hoping people will buy that house because they really need that transaction. I've never forced anybody to do anything. I provide value by sharing what things cost. We walk through a house, it needs work. Well, my 13 years of construction experience building and renovating homes, value. Everybody else has to call, like my brother, or call my father, someone like that, to come in and give them advice. Oh, well, yeah, I need to do the kitchen. Oh, the bathroom needs to be redone. How much is it going to be? $50,000? That's the other thing. Everyone's an alarmist. Not that I'm saying like all realtors are alarmists. Everyone's an alarmist, like the world. Everyone sees something and they blow it out of proportion. You need a real estate agent, a listing agent, who's going to be able to calm someone down in that moment. Someone's going to be able to explain what they're looking at. Yeah, you do need to do that bathroom over, but no, it's not 50,000. It's 13 to 17,000. Well, how do you know? Because I did it for 13 years. Okay, I know. I have all the contacts, by the way. When you buy this house, I'm going to give you three different painters, three different plumbers, three different builders. I provide you with value, not just within the transaction, but above and beyond. My 13 years of construction experience, even though I haven't been doing that for 10 years, I still remember my ballpark estimates. This is crazy. I had a client buy a condo in New Canaan last year. We walked through. In real time, I said it's $57,000 worth of work. I don't know why I came up with that number, but I looked at everything. Needed two bathrooms, kitchen was fine, but paint the whole place over, two bathrooms, and carpet in the basement. And I walked through it. I said, I think I said 48 to 57. I was like somewhere in that range. It came in at like 53. I was like right there. And if I look back at, I've never been off by like more than 3%, 2 or 3%. I'm always giving myself enough of a gauge where I know I'm comfortable. But prices have gone up since I did it. So I always think, okay, whatever my number is, I'm throwing another 12 to 15% on to make sure my clients aren't surprised when they do bring their contractor or builder through. And I'm always right there in range. So again, if you're looking for someone who's going to be able to diagnose a property in real time so you don't lose it, do you know how many times you lose a property? Because you're waiting for information. I need to get that builder over here to tell me what's going on with this place before I put my offer in. And while you're doing that, somebody else who has a realtor with 13 years of construction experience comes in and swipes it away from you. I do that all the time with my clients because I'm giving them that info in real time. I just wish I had more clients so we could steal them from everybody, because everyone else is waiting. I can't tell you the amount of people that come to my listings and then they're like, oh, well, we're going to come back with a contractor. I'm like, I'll walk you through right now. Let's go. No, no, they don't want to hear from the listing agent. They want to hear from their builder. Okay, how about this? And I'm starting to do this. I'm getting a little bold in my age. I'm like, look, how about this? Let's walk through right now. Let me give you the number. And then you bring your own contractor through so you can know to trust the guy who says he knows what he's talking about next time. Because I'm sick of people not trusting. Now, I understand I'm also that profession, real estate. It's kind of like, you know, a lot of people are, it's sales, you know, so people don't like sales necessarily. But to me, that sales is, the way you sell something is by not selling something. It's by providing value, providing information, and letting people make a decision. People need to make a decision, two people, sometimes more, depending if they let their children actually have a say. But in general, a husband and wife have two different interests. It's hard. It's not like often you find someone who walks in and both of them walk into the same house and like, I love it. Let's buy it. I sold a house in New Canaan 2 years ago that happened like that. Clients wanted to do a pocket listing. It's actually the same people that bought the condo. They wanted to do a pocket listing on the house. It's right on the Merritt Parkway. Totally tough sell. I said, look, whatever you want to do, but it's hard to sell a pocket listing right now because there's so much on the market. No one's looking for stuff off market because you have so much to choose from on market. Do you understand? So I said, I don't know. Look, it's like kind of, if you want to do that, that's fine. But we should put it on the market. I think we'll sell it right away. Long story short, I put it on for one full year off market. It was called a pocket listing. You guys may have heard of this. Get to the end of the year. And they said, you know what, Mark, we're actually motivated. Let's get it on the market. Let's see how we do. I sold it in 3 days. 3 days, a year of off-market pocket listing, me telling people, hey, if you have a buyer, 3 days on the market, you put the right number on it, obviously. They came out of the city and both people loved the house. It's rare. It's happened a few times in my 13 years, but it's rare. And it's a wonderful thing because I've had a few clients that take 3 years, 3.5 years to buy. And my takeaway is I'm glad they stuck with me too. Like you know, here's the thing. When we go out with clients, one of the things we have an issue with is getting buyers to sign the buyer agency agreement. Dan, are you still on? Dan knows what I'm talking about here. Buyer agency agreement. Basically, here's how it works in Connecticut. I can't take you to see anything until you sign a document that says I represent you. You're not allowed to just bring people willy-nilly around and see homes. They have to be represented. Now, buyers are very hesitant to lock in with a specific agent, especially they don't know me. I don't know, Mark. I don't want to commit to you. I don't want to commit to anybody. I don't know you. Excuse me. I'm committing to you. Your commitment to me is you shoot me a property every once in a while, and then you expect me to go and preview it, shoot videos of it, video tutorials, whatever, walk you through, show you what needs to be done. That's what I do. That's part of my job as well. I go out and my clients, some of them can't come out to see a house. So I go through and do an actual real talk walkthrough for them. FaceTime. Guys, look at this. This boiler's 13 years old. You're good. But I did see something outside. There's a couple of pieces, whatever. It looks like the siding needs to be replaced. Whatever it is, walking them through in real time, that's part of my job. So my commitment is much more than theirs. They're committing to work with me, yes. But I'm the one who's going to put the time in and work for free until they buy something. So I got to tell you, my 13 years of this business, I've been burned by a lot of people who are like, oh yeah, we'll sign this for this one property that we want you to see. We want you to take us to see this one property. I'm like, look, let's just get out there and find something. I call you right back. I'm knowledgeable when it comes to construction. The first one is the most important thing. Call you right back. When you have somebody who's all over communication because they understand that is paramount in 2020, 2019 into 2020, that's the start. Someone who's passionate and loves what they do, that's another nice thing to have in the mix. So I'm going to play you guys a song here. This is... Do you guys know this tune I played for you last week? This song is really cool. This is from... I don't even know what movie this is from. It's called The Way. We made up their minds and they started packing. They left before that sun came up the day. To eternal summer's lucky. Where were they going without ever knowing the way? They drink from the wine and they started talking. Had more important things to say. And when the car broke down, they started walking. Where were they going without ever knowing the way? And anyone can see the road that they walked on in Gola. It's always warmer than never get cold. Never get hungry, never get old and gray.
Yeah, you can see the shadows wandering off somewhere. They won't make it home, really don't care. They want the highway, they're happier anyway. Today, the children won't grow, and they couldn't find them. They left before the sun came up that day. They just drove home and left it all behind. Where were they going without ever knowing the way? And anyone can see the road that they walk on in gold. It's always summer, they never get old. Never get hungry, never get old and gray. Yeah, you could see the shadows wandering on somewhere. They won't make it home, but really don't care. Don't hit the highway, that'd be your anyway. Summer, they never get cold, never get hungry, never get old and gray. You can see the shadows wandering on somewhere. They won't make it home, but really don't care. They want it in the highway, they're happier anyway.
That's a little song called The Way.
How about this? Are you still on, Dan? Is my man Dan still on? This is a song for you right here. Check this out. I've been on the Beat Seat page on Instagram. I'm not sure if anybody's been checking it out over there, but I got my people on Facebook and YouTube. Everybody on Facebook, head over to YouTube, please. My man Dan. Okay, so Dan, I'm going to play you a little something here. You're going to like this tune. You're going to like this one. You know what? Since Dan's on, I'm going to play you something I think you'll appreciate. So, Dan and I went to high school together. When I was a senior in high school, I went to a party. You know, something that I think was kind of interesting was when I was a kid, there were cliques, right? Everybody's got their clique. But I moved into New Canaan when I was in eighth grade. If anybody knows anything about moving to a new town when you're in eighth grade, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do, okay? That being said, I didn't necessarily have any transitional issues. My brother Matthew moved in, he's like a sophomore, and I think it was harder for him to kind of adapt because he had a lot of friends in New Jersey, and coming in here halfway through high school, that's even harder, okay? But I got in eighth grade, they called me Jersey Boy, because they used to say stuff like baseball. Big guys, you want to go play baseball? And then they just ripped me apart for it. Now, the takeaway from here, you guys know about my buddy Mike Green. I had just moved from New Jersey. I didn't move from New Jersey because of this, but the entire seventh grade, I was bullied. I was thrown up against lockers and beat up by these two kids at the same time. It wasn't one guy. And I was small. Dan probably remembers. I was so small in high school. And that was always the case until senior year. I used to joke. I'd be like, the one senior that's walking around, and they'd be like, hey, what's up, Mark? I'd be like, hey, guys, how's it going? That's cool. Have a good day. It's like prepubescent, you know, till like April, like till I turned like 17. But anyway, so I spent all of seventh grade terrified for my life. And the only person that watched out for me was my friend Mike Green,
who, while I was getting thrown up against lockers and abused by these two kids, and again, this was crazy, guys. The entire wing, it was A through G wing, Toms River Intermediate East in New Jersey. The entire A wing, that's where I was, would stand around and watch me get beat up on a daily basis. It was a thing. They'd stand around and watch me get beat up in between classes all day long. Now, do you know what's different between what I went through and what people today go through? At 2:20, the bell would ring. And I had from 2:20 until 8 o'clock the next morning to be free. To not have to see Rich Romanashi or whatever his name was and John Bruno, the two guys that would literally terrorize me. But I had that gap where I could get back to normal and recollect myself so I didn't go insane. Because honestly, if I think back to what they put me through, insanity wasn't that far off for anybody to get to. Every day, guys. It all started because the first day of seventh grade, it's art class. At the very end of class, I see these two morons picking on this small kid. And as the small kid, I said, guys, leave him alone. Guys, leave him alone. Guys, leave him alone. Four words that caused a nightmare for me the entire seventh grade. But Mike Green, you know, I believe each of us have a savior, have an angel, a guardian angel protecting us at every point of our lives. And it's at the time when you think you don't have anybody that someone's there to take care of you, to protect you, and let you know that they care about you. And some of my very good friends would be the ones standing around laughing while I was getting abused and thrown up against lockers and punched in the stomach and the arms. And it was crazy. I'd always be like in this position, like just taking it, you know? I'm like, okay, how much longer till the bell rings and everybody goes to class and I can get away from these two guys? And every once in a while, you'd start seeing like the crowd. Everybody's in a crowd and you'd see like one person. And they're like, it's like this. And I'm like, what's going on? And like, through the crowd, you could see, like, coming through like a freight train. It's Mike Green! Mike Green's coming out of nowhere! And he's like, he's rushing through and he's throwing this guy out of the way, he's grabbing that guy, and I see him coming through and I'm like, I'm going like this, and I'm like, seconds away, I know I'm about to have some sort of relief, right? And Mike Green comes out, grabs one of the guys, throws him up against the locker, he starts punching him, the other guy starts coming out, and Mike elbows him, he grabs him, and I'm sitting there going like this, Mike Green. One guy took on two guys to protect a small kid. A friend, but a small kid. Now, I tell this story a lot, and Mike Green comes on sometimes, and he's like, really? I had no idea it was that much of a thing to you that I helped. I was just a dumb guy who was helping his friend. I'm like, no, you weren't. You were destined to protect me because nobody else was. Mike Green, I love the guy. My kids, to this day, when they see someone do something selfless, someone brave standing up for another, they turn to me and they say, Dad, Daddy, just like Mike Green. And I look at them and I go, just like Mike Green. You can't teach that to somebody. You either have it or you don't. I don't have the ability to fight back. I don't like to fight. I would just take it. I saw myself in high school as the guy who just wanted to get along with everybody. I didn't want to get punched. Maybe it's because I spent all of seventh grade terrified for my life. What's kind of crazy is I never told anybody about this until I started doing Real Talk. Maybe about 6 months before I started Real Talk, I wrote an essay about this on Facebook somewhere. And it just hit me. It was like my first foray of Real Talk, you know, the spirit of life coming out of me. And the words poured out. And I remember my wife was like, are you sure you want to post that? And I said, you know, we're in a world right now where there's so much abuse, so much bullying going on. And kids that go to school, they leave and they have to deal with the monotony, the constant, like you got friends online saying, yeah, what a loser Henry is. Did you see what Henry did today? Oh, geez, he should kill himself. Like people are so mean. People are so mean. And this is why I come out here every day, guys. I'm here to build as many positive people as possible onto this channel at the same time. We're going to build our energy, and we're going to go out into this world and affect a change, real change. It happens one person at a time. That's my motto on the show. It's been the motto since the beginning, affecting a positive change one person at a time. It only happens if I keep coming out here every day. It's been 389 days in a row, an hour to an hour and a half every single day unscripted. And I reflect on that a lot because most people need direction. What am I going to talk about? I need some information so I know where to go with this. In fact, a lot of people have like teleprompters. They're reading word for word because they have no creativity. They have no ability to let the universe speak. This is why I know this is my mission. This is why I know I have to continue on. And honestly, I gotta say, it's where I feel right. It's where I feel right. I work too hard for the real estate business. There's no appreciation for what I do. I'm realizing that 13 years in, too many people I know buy houses without even thinking about calling me. They sell their homes without even thinking about interviewing me. I just want to be interviewed. I keep telling people, I'm like, look, I don't want someone to call me and say, hey, I've got a listing for you. No. I just want you to interview me when you interview three other people. I want to prove to you that I'm the better choice. I don't want you to just be like, I'm handing you something. I want to sit down with you, sit across from you, have a conversation with you. And at the end of it, I want you to compare me to the other three people. That's what I want. Everybody else wants you to give it to them. Well, just give me the listing. I'm your friend. First of all, that doesn't really happen ever. Friends really don't like to work with friends. I usually say, you know, in real estate, they say, you never work with your friend, unless, of course, your friend is me. That's what I say. Anyway, honestly, here's my philosophy on real estate and on what I do in real estate. I was the first guy in Fairfield County to buy a drone and to provide aerial photography at no charge to a client in 2013. And I got a lot of news coverage for it, which was really cool. But here's the thing. I invented this. I was the first guy to do the drone. I think outside the box. There is no box. There's zero box. Literally, there's no such thing as outside the box. There's no end to your possibilities, as long as you believe that. When you are having fun and you enjoy what you do, it opens you up to be creative. I came up with the drone because I was having fun working in real estate, working with my clients, providing value, supporting my family. That was where that first jolt in the real estate business came from. It's from the drones, from enjoying myself. The beat seat. I'm enjoying myself. And I'm like, I need something so I don't have to hire a drummer ever again. Oh, now we have that. Anyway, let me get you one more tune in here. Where are we at, an hour and a half? Are you kidding me? An hour and 44 minutes, guys. I'm out of my mind. But it's Friday night.
Daylight come and we wanna go home. Come Mr. Tallyman telling me na na. Daylight come and we wanna go home. Come Mr. Tallyman telling me na na. Daylight come and we wanna go home. Left foot, seven foot, three foot bunch. Daylight come and we wanna go home. 7 foot 8 foot punch. Daylight come and me wanna go home. Hey, these are day, yeah, yo. Daylight come and me wanna go home. Hey, these are day, yeah, yo. Daylight come and me wanna go home. Beautiful bunch of ripe banana. Daylight come and me wanna go home. Hide the deadly black tarantula. Daylight come and me wanna go home. Day, these are day, yeah, yo. Daylight come and me wanna go home. Daylight come and me won't go home. Day, this is day, yeah, yeah, yo. Daylight come and me won't go home. 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 Daylight come and me wanna go home. Yo, daylight come and me wanna go home. Day, this is day, yeah, yo. Daylight come and me wanna go home. Day, this is day, yeah, yo. Daylight come and me wanna go home.
Daylight come and me wanna go home. Daylight come and me wanna go home.
Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Daylight come and me wanna go home. Daylight come and me wanna go home. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more.
No, no.
The road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. Oh, yes, and listen, pretty baby. Don't you treat me this way. I'll be back on my feet someday. It don't matter if you do. It's understood. You ain't got no money. You just ain't no good. I guess if you say so, I've got to pack my bags and go hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. No, no. Hit the road. You come back no more.
Well, of course, until tomorrow for SNL. That's right, guys. I'll be live tomorrow night for 10:30 again on the Sunburst Beat C. I'll be getting down. Ain't it gonna sound sweet? Gonna be getting down my Beat C. Oh, oh, I'm gonna be rocking out tomorrow night for you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't you come back no more. You come back no more, no more, yeah. Never, no more, no. Jack, don't you come back no more. Well, don't you come back no more.
Till tomorrow. Remember, guys, SNL, tomorrow night, we'll be getting down. Officially getting down again on the beat seat. The drum you play with your hands and feet. 2019 Summer NAMM Editor's Choice winner. Hers drummer, Carrington Brown, is currently sitting on this beautiful thing. The different tones coming out of the beat seat. This is one drum. Sounds like a drum kit. Seven-piece drum kit. Kick, one snare, two snares, three, tom-toms, kick, snare. And you have all these different tones. Just one of these panels. Listen to this. I'm going to keep everything away so you know this isn't... This is just my hand. Everywhere you hit it sounds different. We call it Omnitone. There's only one beat seat. I have the patent for it. So if you'd like to order one, go to beatseat.rocks and I'll build it for you. Literally, I'm hand building each one until we have our manufacturer take over, which is coming real soon, because Fairfield Public Schools just placed an order for every single one of their schools, which we are pumped about. Now I'm going to get into New Canaan, Darien. That's the challenge, guys, getting people to realize that they need it. Fairfield, it was very kind of simple. I went in and showed it to him. He's a piano player. Professional musicians get it. He said something that I hadn't heard before. He said, the beat seat provides so much color. And I loved that use of word, color. Just thinking about just... Color. Omnitone. It's a really cool way of saying it. So listen, I'm going to wrap this up literally at an hour and 55 minutes. This is on YouTube, guys. Head over to YouTube, subscribe, and ding the bell. Just type in Mark Pyers, Real Talk. And I think that's it, guys. So Beat Seat Page got a full hour, and you guys got 2 hours. And guess what? I'll be back to do another show tomorrow night for day 390 in a row. 390! We're only 10 away from 400, guys. I will see you tomorrow. Remember, this is a show that comes on every single day, and I drop content all day long. Here, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. TikTok now, I'm doing a whole different thing, guys. It's all face swap stuff. All my celebrity impressions, you know, doing everybody. I'm ripping on everybody. I don't care. I'll see you guys tomorrow on the next Real Talk. You should tune into that thing. You'll really like it. But I will see you tomorrow. It's Mark Pyers. And it's Real Talk.